The following article was published in Great Health Guide in July 2017. Great Health Guide is a free monthly magazine for women and is available at www.greathealthguide.com.au. This article is entitled When Kids Play Too Rough and is written by Deb Hopper. Learning to play and interact with other children or adults is one of the most complex skills that children learn. Play teaches children about developing physical skills and coordination, developing cognitive and thinking conception, solving problems, and enhancing memory skills. It develops language skills through playing and interacting with other children and adults, and it develops social skills including learning to cooperate, negotiate, taking turns, and playing by the rules. These are not only important for conversing and playing at home, but will also develop these skills at school when making friends and learning in the classroom. However, some children may tend to play too roughly. This may be a general pattern of play which is disruptive to other siblings or family members most of the time, or it could be an irregular concern when they get frustrated or feel left out at school. There are three main reasons why children may play too roughly. Number one, difficulty with registering sensory information during play by not noticing or registering how heavy they are playing with toys or how firmly they are touching or bumping other children. Number two, not fully understanding the cognitive or thinking demands of play. This might include not understanding the rules of play or finding it hard to problem solve in the middle of play. And finally, number three, not understanding social rules, including turn-taking, recognizing minute cues for facial expressions and reactions, and knowing how to change their actions quickly enough in play. So here are three strategies for teaching children how not to play too roughly. Number one, help children to get a real physical sense or a kinesthetic experience of what it feels like to play okay or too roughly. To give them this experience, we need to take them through activities that show them what it feels like to be too light, just right, or too rough in play. This may look like the following: having an arm wrestle with your child, pretending wrestling with floppy or weak arms and really strong arms. Or it could be colouring really softly, too heavily, or just right. It could be holding a pencil too loosely, or too tightly, or just right. We need to give children a sense in their body of examples of what it looks like and feels like to play too roughly. Number two, use a visual such as traffic light system to give your child feedback that they are playing too roughly. Green would mean that they're playing well. Yellow is the warning that play is getting a little rough and they need to be careful that they don't get too rough. And red is that play is too rough and that they need to slow and calm down, take a break, and perhaps do something else. Print out a picture of a traffic light, put it on your fridge or somewhere handy to look at, and start using statements like, "Your play is in the yellow warning zone, you need to play gentler." Or, "Play is in the red zone, you need to be less rough," or perhaps it's time to stop and take a break. And finally, number three, write a social story about playing well and not too rough. This can be short and simple, such as, "I love to play with my little brother. We have lots of fun. Sometimes I get too excited and can touch him too heavily, which might hurt him. This is not the best. If I touch him too firmly, I might be touching too hard and Mum might say I'm in the red zone. To play safely, I can take a break and come back later and play nicely in the green zone." Add some photos of your children or include clip art of children playing to illustrate the story. Write or print out and staple it into a book to read at bedtime to reinforce the best way of playing and not playing too roughly. At times we feel at our wits' end when children are playing too roughly. However, using a combined approach through their body, touch, kinesthetic senses, and through their cognitive understanding, which is external visual tools such as traffic light or social picture stories, you can really help your children to learn to play without being too rough. Deb Hopper is an occupational therapist, author, and workshop presenter. She is passionate about empowering parents and educators to understand the underlying reasons why children struggle with behavior, self-esteem, and sensory processing difficulties. Deb is available via her website at www.lifeskillsforkids.com.au. That's lifeskills4kids.com.au. For more Great Health Guide articles, go to www.greathealthguide.com.au.